Well, nice to meet you. I don't know if we've ever met, but you're one of my favorite Survivor winners. So
Oh, I
nice to meet
appreciate
you.
that. Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah. Well, I guess how are you feeling this morning? And who, I guess, or what do you hold responsible for your murder last night?
I feel all right. You know, like it was a great episode. Top 10, aside from me getting murdered. But I take full responsibility of my murder. I think I talked too much. I think I talked to the wrong people. I tried to throw trust in people. I don't know. But listen, I think I put the I had the right people on board, but they just didn't want to go with me. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I maybe if I kept my mouth a little bit. Let me say this. I don't talk much out there. I kind of like try to like, there's a lot of big personalities. I let everybody else do their thing, and then I'll throw out here and there. And hopefully what I say means more because I don't talk that much. So the people that I did talk to, I wanted that it to really stick with them. But I mean, I guess it wasn't enough.
Is it, does it feel better that you were, or worse, that you were murdered, or would you rather have been banished? Because you would at least would have a chance to, I guess,
I
fight for
mean, I just
yourself.
want to. I want to just play the game. I mean, I did have a. It was a better than just me being murdered. At least I was able to plead my case. I wish I pled my case a little bit different. As soon as I was done, I said, "You know what I should have said? I should have said, everybody here knows I'm faithful. I throw out one name. If I'm gone, that person's a traitor." And I think that I stay in the game, you know? But who knows? You know, like, I don't know. It
Hindsight's
wasn't my time.
2020. And also, like, it
Yeah.
was kind of nice that you switched it up as opposed to just saying, oh, yeah, I'm a faithful guys, keep me. Like, you were like, no, traitors, I'll work with you. I thought that was interesting. That was an interesting
Yeah,
pod.
so after I was like, oh man, if I stick around now and they don't murder me, I have a lot of cleaning up to do. So I was like, this is gonna be a rough day tomorrow, you know? But I thought I could figure it out. I thought I would be able to like talk to enough people and gain my that trust back.
Yeah. Well, you spoke about Danielle and saying her name. Did it feel better that you were right, at least?
It did. I was like it felt good, you know. I felt so strongly about Danielle because me and Danielle, we were cool. We were real good. We talked on day one. We talked throughout the first couple days and everything, and we were really good. But she did a few things that I was like, nah, that ain't it, you know. She's crying. I'm like, I don't believe that cry at all, you know. And I told Derek, I said, Derek, if she asks for a shield, she's a traitor because she doesn't need a shield. Nobody's after her right now. And she was and she asked for a shield. So I was like, yo, she's a traitor, dude.
I thought you and Danielle were going to work together just because she is a huge Survivor fan. Did you, yeah, I guess what were sort, had you met her before or no?
No, I never met her before, and we were working together. We were working together up until I figured out she was a traitor. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
Yeah.
and I wish, looking back, there was times when I'd be in the library or something. I see her walking down the hall, and then she just walks by. And looking back, I should have still played the same way instead of waiting for her to come to me. I should have went to her and, you know, talked to her about like whatever, like just to keep her close, you know. And that was a misstep on my part. That's why I said, like, it's on me, you know. I take full blame.
Yeah. I was gonna say, were you familiar with her Big Brother game at all or anything like that?
No, I wasn't. I
Okay.
don't remember Big Brother back in the day. I don't really know many Big Brothers. I know Derek. I know Derek, but that's about
Yeah.
it. He kind of filled me in on her a little bit, but yeah, I didn't know anybody out there except
Yeah.
Survivors, and I know of Nikki. Because my
Okay.
wife watched, she used to watch her show, you know, so I knew of Nikki.
Well, speaking of survivors, when you see Carolyn, you see Tony, you see Rob, what were your thoughts? You're like, this could be good for me, or this is going to be bad for me.
It's always good to see people that you know. I have a really good reputation in Survivor, so I was like, yo, I need these people to spread that reputation to everybody. So it was good to see them. I know Tony. Tony's crazy. I know how he plays. Like, me and Tony are good. So I was super glad to see him out there. Carolyn, I was happy. Rob, I wasn't sure of because the way we left off on
Winners
season
at
fifth,
War.
on season, was it Winners at War?
40, yeah.
I wasn't sure, but still, like, I was like, yo, this is Rob. Like, I'm a survivor. Like, we played together. This will work out. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Like, I'm always happy to see familiar faces, you know?
Yeah, of course. And you know, Danielle was the one who wanted you out, obviously. Do you think, and we saw Carolyn get emotional, but do you think Carolyn and Rob should have fought for you a little bit more?
I do. I think they both should have fought. I think Bob the Drag Queen should have fought for me more. Like, I had Bob's back. When Dylan's going after Bob, I'm like, yo, Dylan. I mean, yo, Bob, they're going after you, yo. Like, I got your back. I told you, like, yo, if your name comes up, I got you. And yeah, like, I think that, I don't know. I shouldn't have gone home. I should not have gotten. I had three of the four people, three of the four traitors. I had them. They were with me. And you know, they let one person, you know, take me out.
In terms of the survivors too, do you think it was too early for even Rob, or sorry, the traitors to turn on Bob the drag queen so early? Was that surprising to you or no?
I don't think it's so too early because, like, I was like, it's about time that a traitor needed to be caught. You know what I
Right.
mean? If
It was messy.
I wish it was one vote earlier. You know what I mean? If it was even
Right.
earlier, I would be good, you know? So I don't know. Like, it's gonna get ugly now, but yeah,
When
who knows? You know?
you went out of the game, who did you think were the traitors?
So I had Danielle. So then Dylan was walking down the hall. Dylan's walking towards me and he's like smiling. From the other room, he comes out the room smiling, and he's still smiling when we cross paths. And he goes, "Oh, they got our guy, they got our boy," and he's laughing. I'm like, "Traitor, you got Tony, I got you." You know what I mean? Little things like that stick out. So I thought he was. And then in the coffins, I knew Nikki wasn't a traitor. So me and Nikki, we had a lot of good conversations. And then Sierra's like, not even trying to hide the fact, like, she's like, we're gonna find you. And I'm like, traitor, you know what I mean? Like, she's in on it, you know what I mean? So I thought those two were, and Derek would say, he would tell me, he was like, one of the
Three.
other two that came in with me, one of them are traitors. And I actually first thought it was Wes, because Wes does a lot of things that you're like Wes thinks he's smart than everybody, so he does a lot of things that are like, that we, like us survivors, we catch on to him. We're like, yo, that ain't it, you know? And so he was doing some things. So I was like, yo, it could be him. You know, I didn't think it was going to be Rob, but you know.
And when you found out it was Rob and Carolyn in there, what was your reaction, I
I was
guess?
disappointed. I was
Yeah.
disappointed that they didn't have my back, you know? Like, at one point in the game, I talked to all three of those traitors, and or the other three, aside from Danielle, I talked to those three and told them, like, we are good. I have your back. If your name comes up, I got you. And so looking back, I'm like, there's no way they would be traitors because I had their back. You're like, I got you. And for them to turn their back, I was like, oh, it's not game. It's not even good gameplay to me. You know what I mean? Like, I saw Carolyn. I loved the way that she was upset and she was crying and stuff like that. And that was cool. Like, yes, you should feel like
Yeah.
that.
Well, and then what were your thoughts on Rob going after Tony? We saw your react. You were like, what's going on here? But
It wasn't needed. I thought that, so everybody was on Tony. Like, we were in the car ride, and it was me, Tony, Gabby, Nikki, and Bob. And that's when I threw out the name Danielle. I said, can we all just get on the same page? If we're all on the same page, if I'm wrong with Danielle, don't ever listen to me ever again. But I feel strongly about this. And when we got there to the round table and Gabby said, Tony, I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't even go after the person that I wanted to, because this is what I thought of it as. You ever see, what's that show? There's a movie, with Kaiser Soze.
okay.
And he goes, how. His hand was like this. He was like, what do you do if you try to shoot the devil in the back? What if you miss? And I was like, yo, I can't miss this shot on Danielle. Once I shoot her, I gotta get her. So that's why I didn't wanna go at her at that moment. You know,
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
maybe I should
tricky.
have.
I mean, you were
Really?
right. It's just tricky. And Jeremy, like, you've been on Survivor. What made you want to do this show? What made you say yes? Was there any hesitation?
No, so I'm kind of done with reality TV. Like, I don't really do it anymore. I'm
That's
a
what I
fighter.
thought. That's why I was like,
Yes.
oh, Jeremy's doing this. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in bed watching, like, my wife turns it on, season two. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I lean over, I said, I would do this. And she's like, really? I said, I would do this. This looks so fun. I would play. And it was the next day that I got a phone call.
Oh,
It was
wow.
wild. I said, yo, like, I'm interested. And a week later, they were like sending me all the information. I was good.
Amazing. Who else from the Survivor community? Can we get Natalie Anderson on Traitors, you think?
So I don't know if she would like it. I mean, she'd probably like it. You know, she'd probably like it. I would say I think Michelle Fitz,
Yeah.
she would do good. I think I know Fishback wants it. I know he would like to be on there. But so I said the one person that should be on every episode, every season of Survivor, and I think she would blow up a castle, and that's Abby Maria. I think
Oh, yes.
you put her on there. It would be a bloodbath. It would be unreal. You know, she couldn't be a traitor though. I don't think she could
No,
do
she
what
has to be a
Carolyn could do.
messy, messy
Yes.
faithful.
Yes. Carolyn is doing a really good job. If you put Abby out there, she thinks there's going to be 19 other traitors and she won't believe anybody. And it would be beautiful television. It'd be
Yeah.
wonderful.
Is there a way to like prepare for this game? Was there anything you did? Obviously, you watched the previous seasons, but like, or did you have a strategy in your head of like, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to lay low, or I'm gonna, was there any sort of strategy, or you're just like, let me go in there and see what happens?
No, I was just trying to go play. I mean, if I was gonna be a trader, there was things that I was thinking about doing. But like just going in, I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna grab try to get an alliance and try to figure things out that way. It's not like Survivor. Survivor, I did a lot of different things to I grow my nails to pick the knots. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
interesting.
stopped eating to shrink my stomach. I did a lot of things to prepare. For this one, I was like, no, let's just go and play. Let's go have fun and
Yeah.
yeah.
And did you want to be a trader? Remind me. I forget what you told Alan.
I
You
did want
did.
to be a trader. I did. I felt like the traders have all the power in the game. I need that.
Yeah.
I need the knowledge. You know what I mean? I need to
Of
know when
course.
everything's happened. So I don't know. Being a faithful is cool, but I don't know. You want that power, you know? Like you wanna like I don't know. You wanna wield your strength on everybody, you know?
Yeah, and I really thought, because you have a different reputation than Rob and Tony. You all have different reputations, but you're the nice guy, you're trustworthy, at least in my eyes as a fan. And so yeah, I was like, Jeremy's good. Like
I
everyone's,
think it would be good. I think
right?
I would be good. I think I would they wouldn't have suspected.
Exactly. I know we have to wrap up, but Jeremy, are you really done with reality TV? Maybe come back for the Traitors or another show? What do you think?
Listen, I love Traitors. Traitors is
Did you have fun?
I had a really good time in Traitors. I would do Traitors again. I
Okay.
would.
Okay.
Other than that, like people call me for different shows and stuff, and I'm like, come on, I'm at the spy station. Leave me alone. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I'm coaching my kids sports.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone. I'm busy, you know?
Yeah. How's the family? How's Bella and everyone?
Really good, really good.
Good.
Everybody's really good. My oldest is in Italy right now.
Oh, wow.
My second is playing basketball in Jersey, and I'm just running around with the two boys, you know, playing basketball. And yeah, it's
I
fun. It's good
love
stuff.
that. Well, thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate you chatting with me today. Like I said, a huge fan of yours, and I hope we see you back at some point. It'll be fun.
We'll see. Maybe, Shannon.
All right.
Good
Thanks.
to
Have a
meet
good
you.
one.
All right.
Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.